Star, Brother and Sister, GB, Los Angeles, California, September 22, 1902. Dear Brother and Sister Star, the camp meeting closed last night. We have had excellent meetings. During the last few days, a spirit of revival came into the encampment, but I cannot give you all the particulars. We met your sister Heva on the ground. She seemed pleased to see us, but we had only a few minutes' conversation, for meeting time came. I expect to see her again. She says that she is in good health and that she wants to go to work. She says that she wants to go to Africa and that she thought that George and his wife would go with her. To this I could not answer anything, for I did not know. We have had much to do at this meeting, to set things in order, and there is yet much to be done. We feel so anxious to have everything arranged in such a way that the work can be rapidly advanced. This is a new conference, and there are many things to be considered. The work is to be placed on a solid foundation. There is need of level-headed men to act as leaders. We are trying to place matters on the basis that God would have them placed. We shall remain here till tomorrow, and the day following will go to San Diego. We shall spend Sabbath and Sunday there, and will then return to Los Angeles to be present at the opening of the school at Fernando, where our brethren have brought some property for school purposes. This property consists of a college building, which will accommodate 200, a dormitory which will accommodate about 20, a large cottage which they expect to use as a boys' dormitory, and 12 acres of land. The buildings cost the owners $40,000, and they were purchased, with the land, by our brethren for $10,000. The climate is excellent. Besides the 12 acres that have been purchased, 10 acres have been leased, and this land will give opportunity for manual labor to be combined with the study of books. We regard the opportunity to purchase this property as a rare chance. The property lies a mile from the station and is on the coastline from Los Angeles to San Francisco. The school opens the 1st of October, and we intend to be present, as this will give the brethren here great satisfaction. In Pasadena, a suburban city about 10 miles from Los Angeles, good treatment rooms have been secured. The building which has been rented is in the center of the city and will accommodate from 12 to 18 house patients. The rooms are large and well lighted. Suites of furniture of the very best quality were purchased for a trifle over half price because a little damaged by fire. Carpets also, for the same reason, were bought at a very low price. This has been a great help in furnishing the rooms. For the building, they pay $112 a month. This is a low rent, considering the size of the place. Dr. Evans will have charge of the work, and Dr. Richard Anthony will connect with him. For a long time, we have been looking for a place in the country on which to establish a sanitarium. We have at last found a place which we think will answer. This is a property of about 30 acres, 15 of which are laid out in orange trees. There are no buildings on the place, but water is abundant, and the land is all piped for irrigation. The property has been held at $30,000, but is offered to us for about $12,000. The owner has been offered a position as civil engineer in Mexico and is anxious to sell. Well, there is much to be thought of, and much careful consideration is needed to know what decisions to make. We must have the indication of Providence before we move. The Lord is acquainted with the future, and we must pray and believe that He will work in our behalf. Dr. Moran and his brother are carrying forward a large restaurant work in Los Angeles. 800 meals a day are served in the restaurant there. I am very thankful to my Heavenly Father that He is restoring me to health. I am as active as I have ever been in my life. My voice has been fully restored to me, and I can speak to large congregations. The Lord strengthens me, and the testimony that He gives me to bear makes an impression upon the people. Yesterday afternoon, after speaking, I called for a contribution for foreign missions, and nearly $100 was raised. This will be sent to Pastor Conradi. He is pushing the work in Europe with all his power and is opening up new fields. He needs money. I have just given those in charge of the work in Europe permission to use $1,000 of the royalty of my books for the payment of translations. I wish I could send you a copy of Brother Conradi's letter to me, but I shall not be able to have it copied, for the camp meeting has just closed, and we have had only one day in which to prepare our Australian mail. From here, we shall go to Fresno to attend the camp meeting there, which opens October 1st. We feel that it is now time for us individually to strive to enter in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way, that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Matthew 7, verse 13. The Son of God has honored this world with His presence. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. Christ was the brightness of His Father's glory. He came to this earth in perfect love as the very expression of the mind of God. And yet, how lowly, how humble was His life. Day by day He might have been seen in the cities of Palestine, sometimes entering the humble abodes of want, sometimes standing in the great thoroughfares of travel, speaking words which were to fall into some hearts as good seed to produce their harvest. How kind, how affable, how courteous He was in all His dealings with those whom He addressed. The poorest felt that they could speak to Him. He took little children into His arms and blessed them. He soothed the sorrows of the distressed and dried the widow's tear. Feeding the hungry, healing the sick, meeting and relieving every form of need and misery, He went about doing good, the great unwearied servant of man's necessity. My heart loves to commune with God. He understands me. He can and will prepare me for the work He would have me do. When I see so many full of ambition to do some great thing, I feel as if I must place before all a representation of Christ's character. He was the majesty of heaven, the King of glory, but He came to this earth as a poor man and took upon Him the form of a servant. From His loving heart there ever flowed the healing stream of blessing. He came not to crush, but to heal. My dear and much loved friends, be of good courage in the Lord. In spirit, in word, in action, in your sincere love, honor your Savior. Praise Him with heart and soul and voice, praise Him. Let nothing interpose between you and Christ. He is the health of your countenance and your God. Let us ever cherish a pure, holy dignity, but no pride. When we learn of Jesus His meekness and lowliness, we shall find rest and peace and happiness. Rejoice in the Lord alway. And again I say, rejoice. Philippians 4, verse 4. We are waiting only till the shadows be a little longer grown. While I am in this world, I want to fill up my time with deeds that will glorify God and at last be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, but the righteousness which is of Christ. Give my love to Sister Cicely. I think of her often. We may never meet again in this life, but we shall meet in the royal family as children of the heavenly King. In much love to you both.